All right. He's been with us before. It's always great to talk to our first guest. He's an American former professional wrestler, actor, political commentator, author, naval veteran, and he was the 38th governor of the state of Massachusetts. The great state of Minnesota. Sorry, Jesse. The great Jesse Ventura is back with us. How you doing, man?
Hi, Steve. In fact, I'll surprisingly say the home of the unbeaten Minnesota Vikings.
I know. I saw that this morning because I'm a Lions guy. I grew up in Detroit, and I didn't know that they were 3-0. So that's cool. I like the Vikings.
Well, it is, considering they've lost 3 number one draft picks to injuries.
Yeah, and they've had a rough few years, but I'd love to see them do some.
Yeah, well, anyway, that aside, let's get down to what you want to talk to me about, I hope.
Jesse's new book is called Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto, and I was reading about it. I can't wait to read it, but tell us why you decided to do this. I know a lot of it has to do with you've always been against the war on drugs, myself included. I think it's ridiculous, and we're about to flip the switch here in California in November.
Well, I hope so. What really got me focused on it, you know, I'm 65 years old now. I actually went on Medicare this year, believe it or not. And my quality of life had been taken from me. And I owed my quality of life given back to me to marijuana. And I'll explain. It wasn't me, but someone close to me developed an epileptic seizure disorder. And this person was seizing upwards to 3 to 4 times a week. And I was involved directly in care, which is why I'm saying both of us lost our quality of life. And the person was put on 4 different pharmaceutical medicines, one after the other, because each one failed and each one had horrible side effects.
Yeah.
And the seizures continued. Finally took the person to Colorado, got what's deemed medical marijuana at the time, 3 drops of it under the tongue 3 times a day. The seizures stopped. Now it's available in Minnesota, but it's very expensive because we're very restricted here. What the person could get for $30 a month in Colorado costs $600 a month here.
Jesus.
And your insurance won't pay for it, even though it works. The person is now completely seizure-free, is completely off all pharmaceutical medicine, and has not had a seizure now in over 2.5 years.
And these drops are probably CDB, which means they're not...
Well, they're not drop anymore. It's a pill now. A pill in the morning, a pill at night.
But it's not like they get stoned. There's not much THC in these.
No, there's not. In fact, this person can't have THC at all, doesn't like it at all. That's why it's very expensive. It's the straight CBG.
Yeah.
But even still, let me quote my friend Tommy Chong, who's an expert, too.
He was just on with us, and we talked about that. Yeah.
Tommy lets you know on no uncertain terms that the entire plant is medical. Those that smoke it for the euphoric feeling... that's mental health. You know, I had a quote. I love to say my quote. I grew up in the 60s. Marijuana is to rock and roll what beer is to baseball. Imagine if they took away beer at the ball game.
Good point, Jesse.
Well, it's right on.
It's true. I agree.
You know, and it's time for us. This could be a focus issue. Let me explain why here, Steve. Our government is being our parent here now. Over 50% of Americans are for full legalization of marijuana, yet it's our federal government standing in the way.
Exactly.
Well, this could be the issue that we rise up, the revolutionary issue, to let our federal government know that we are the boss and that they work for us and that they're there to carry out our wishes, not their own agenda. And this could be a key issue to do it, because it's ridiculous. Let me make this, you know, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Ben Franklin today, if they lived today, would be raided by the DEA, they'd be prosecuted and be doing 10 to 12 years in federal prison as major drug dealers.
Wow.
The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Betsy Ross's flag are all made out of marijuana. Marijuana was the economic backbone of our nation for 160 years. I was astounded when putting this book together to learn the history, which no one knows because our government and the media won't educate us on marijuana. It was there was a time we were ordered by the British to grow it as a colonies because we had the space to do it, and you could trade marijuana in lieu of money with the British. They needed it for their ships so they could colonize the world.
Well, as you point out, it's a cash crop, and that means it's bad for the pharmaceutical industry. Big Pharma pressures the government to continue to this charade.
That's the other thing, Steve, is that it here's the deal. And I always like to make the comparison to prostitution, and people go, what? Here's the deal. Okay, two people could meet on a street corner, and they could have consensual sex all night long, right? Never, not even know each other, and that's fully legal. But if during that process there's an exchange of money, then it becomes prostitution and illegal. So the sex itself isn't illegal. It's just the exchange of money that makes it illegal. The government wants a cut, thus being the pimp. Well, the same holds true with marijuana. My mother I lived in South Minneapolis city center. We had a small little tiny backyard. She'd grind up a third of the backyard and plant tomatoes every summer. Well, you could do the same thing with marijuana. You could grow it, three or four plants, whatever your needs would be, and it wouldn't cost you a thing. The government wouldn't make anything off it, thus pharmaceutical wouldn't control it, and that's the rub. If government could charge you for the air you breathe, they would. And so nothing else do they want you to be by with that they don't get paid on. And that's why one of the big reasons they won't legalize. Plus, if they did legalize now, how do they justify all the people that spent 20 or 30 years in jail?
Yeah, I know. And
you know, that's why they'll never move. It's going to be us, the people, voting state by state, getting it legal state by state like what's happening. And hopefully California will follow suit this fall. And when that happens, it will force the feds into finally complying with our wishes. And it's an issue that can give us back our dignity of being able to say, you know what, you work for us, we don't work for you.
Right on. Well, you know, the other thing is...
I should have ran for president, shouldn't I?
I'd have voted for you, especially this year. You missed it, man. Now we got Trump. Good God.
Well, that's why I'm voting for Gary Johnson. He's the only candidate who openly says he will end the war on drugs and openly says he will end the wars in the Middle East and bring our kids home. And that, to me, are the two major issues. And the other two candidates, both wars are going to continue on and continue to deplete the finances of this country.
And, of course, the DEA recently decided to keep marijuana as the illegal drug that it is in the same category. And in my opinion, it's just they want the money from Washington to keep the DEA going. And God knows what they do when they bust a bunch of people.
Absolutely correct.
You know,
their jobs depend upon it. And get this, marijuana is the only thing where law enforcement determines its fate. Anywhere else, the legislature has to make laws. The elected officials have to do those things.
Yeah, right.
But with marijuana, they allow a conflict of interest, the DEA, who, like I said, they would be imprisoning George Washington and Thomas Jefferson today. They'd be doing 10 to 12 as major drug dealers. And people need to know why it happened. It happened in the 30s.
Yep.
William Randolph Hearst, the owned 26 newspapers and thousands of acres of timberland. Well, he wanted to, in the true capitalistic American way, he wanted to control the industry, so he paid off the politicians who made hemp marijuana illegal then, which forced us to buy his timberland to make paper. And he used his 26 newspapers to bastardize marijuana as the devil weed of the minorities.
And then
he attached it to black people and to brown-skinned people in his newspapers,
yeah,
so that the white ruling people would go, oh, we need to outlaw this substance because of those horrible black and brown-skinned people. And at that time, we were dominantly a white-controlled nation.
And he paid Harry Anslinger a bunch,
yep,
of money, and he's the guy that did the whole campaign, I think.
Yep, exactly.
It's an amazing story.
That's once you read the. Did you know it was the backbone of our economy for 160 years? I was astounded to learn that cotton in the South only passed marijuana when they invented the cotton gin. Because cotton was too hard to harvest. Marijuana was way easier. And then when the cotton gin came along, then marijuana went to the secondary thing growing, and cotton rose to number one then, but only because of the invention of the cotton gin.
You know, I have my own quick personal story about medicinal marijuana. A few years back, I developed atrial fibrillation, and at the time, I didn't have insurance, and I really couldn't pay for the any kind of meds that they were going to give me, so I got my card, got to California Medicinal Marijuana, CBD, and it completely helped my AFib. And then finally I got back on insurance, and I've got a Western med that works really well. But nonetheless, I mean, it is medicine, and there's just too many people out there who don't believe it.
And even for those that smoke it for the euphoric feeling, it's medicine. I'd rather have someone taking a hit of pot than taking Prozac.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and being addicted. Look at in Minnesota. We just lost our prince. We didn't lose him because he was smoking pot.
Right.
We lost him because he was hooked on pharmaceutical opiate.
Yep.
Which, you know, and they've already learned that every state that they've allowed marijuana in now, the use of heroin has dropped. It's gone the opposite of what they've been telling us, of what the William Randolph Hearst and all those people pumped into the American psyche about it. It's ridiculous. Like I said, marijuana is to rock and roll what beer is to baseball. The great Louis B. Armstrong Satchmo admitted he smoked a joint every right before he'd go on every time to play. Well, it can't be that bad when you listen to Satchmo, can it?
The great Jesse Ventura is back with us. The new book is called Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto. What is going on in Minnesota when it comes to medical marijuana?
Well, they've legalized it, but it's so restrictive that not enough people can get access to it.
What's the point?
So the people that are producing it have to charge these exorbitant prices to get it. And, of course, your insurance company won't cover it. Like the person I'm dealing with has to pay $600 a month here for what they could get in Colorado for $30 a month.
Unbelievable.
You know, and here's the other thing. No doctors would sign off on it.
Oh,
this
really?
This person went to their individual physician who they'd been with for years, went to two or three, none of the doctors would okay it because they're controlled, I believe, by pharma.
So they would not okay a medical marijuana card?
Yep. And then there was finally a pain doctor over in Edina, which is about a 25, 30-mile drive. The person had to take that, and this was a person who was doing it. But one of only a few, you could count the doctors on one hand.
Wow.
In the whole state.
It's certainly easy.
So that's their way of back-channel controlling it. They get and to me, these doctors should lose their license because they take an oath to do no harm.
Right.
And if they're not allowing people to take, like in the case of the person I know, obviously the marijuana cured them. And if they're not allowing the person to use what would cure them, well, then aren't they violating the oath they took?
You know, it's really easy for the most part to get a card here in California. And what do you say to a lot of people who are against it because they think that young people are going in easily getting a card and then just getting a bunch of legal weed and smoking their asses off?
Well, what do you mean by young people?
Well, any kind of people, but a lot of folks think it's young people.
It should be legal anyway. They don't complain about tobacco or alcohol, do they? Look at the jobs it'll create. You have an entire industry waiting to happen here, an economic boom waiting to explode. And the point being is that what's the difference if you go home in the evening and take a hit of marijuana to relax before dinner, or you have a glass of wine or a couple of beers?
Yeah, I agree.
There is no difference. In fact, marijuana is the least dangerous of the three. Marijuana, you can't kill yourself by smoking too much in one time.
No, and
if you do, Steve, you will set history. You'll be the first person.
And of course,
yet, how many times do you hear of binge drinking in college where the college kids die?
Of course, and of course, marijuana is not really addictive. Alcohol is one of the most addictive substances there is.
And so is nicotine. You're talking to a former Canada Copenhagen man here who quit. I chewed it for 20 years.
Wow. So you got the book now. What else is going on? Any thoughts about running? I asked you this last time you were with us. Any thoughts about running for office?
I want to try to create better relations between us and Russia. Because after all, they're white people too, aren't they? You get it when I say that. But yeah, that's a joke. I better say that, otherwise somebody's going to nail me. But no, I've signed with RT America, Russian television.
Right.
Because I want to try to do anything I can to make us and Russia friends. And if it means going, and plus, I think it's kind of neat on my resume. I'm now getting paid by the Russian government, and my first check came, and I was on the road doing a book tour, and I asked my wife if it was in rubles or not. She told me, she assured me it was in dollars.
So,
plus, I want people to understand Russian TV is not a propaganda station. My goodness, they now have me and Larry King. Who could be any more American than us two?
Yeah, I know. I got to start checking this out. You can check it out on the web if you don't find Russian TV on your TV.
That's because they censor it here.
But it is online. I know that.
Yeah, no, they do. They don't want you watching it because, you know, and here's the rub on it. They claim, okay, it's owned by the Russian government, so they call it a Russian propaganda machine. Well, excuse me, PBS is financed by our government.
True as
there you
true,
go.
True,
and
true.
there's no ads on Russian TV, so we are not controlled by the pharmaceutical industry or advertisers who would then pay the station and tell us what to talk about. I was assured by Vladimir Putin in December he would never interfere with the content or anything I talked about on my show that I was free to create.
I would vote for you to be the guy to go deal with Putin, not Trump.
Well, I met him in December, and I also met Castro way back in 2002, 12 years before any of this detente took place. Notice when an independent's in there, things get done.
The great one, Jesse Ventura, a former professional wrestler, actor, political commentator, author, naval veteran, and the 38th governor of Minnesota from 1999 to 2003. The new book is Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto, available everywhere. Send us a few copies, man. I got to read this.
All right, Steve, we'll do that. And thanks again for having me on. I rate you right up with Russian television for allowing me to speak my mind.
Thank you, comrade. I hope we can
okay.
I hope we can talk again soon.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.